Hey guys, so on today's episode, have you ever wondered what it's like to put contact lenses in, or what the idea of overnight vision correction? Well, actually, on today's episode, I've got a formal interview with a six-year-old girl who's braved it to have soft contact lenses put into her eyes and to wear them on a day-to-day basis. And this is actually my daughter, Ariana. So she's developing some degree of short-sightedness now. She's about a minus 050. And as I said, we're putting her in some form of prescription stabilization treatment. So we're starting this off with soft contact lenses. And we're going to transition her into overnight vision correction in the coming year or so. So as they're interested to hear the interview with her, get her opinions on what it was like to have a contact lens in. And if you've ever thought, oh my God, I can't do it. Well, let's hear this six-year-old's case report of exactly what that was like. And we'll be back right after the intro music. Have you been diagnosed with an eye disease, or do you have unanswered questions about your eyes? In this podcast series, we'll be diving deep into all eye-related aspects, so stick around to discover the answers you've been looking for. My name's Vic Masuria, and I'd like to welcome you to the Ultimate Eye Health Podcast. So, welcome. Ariana, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hiya.
Hello. So, as I say, Ariana is my daughter, and we probably about half an hour ago popped some contact lenses in for her. So can you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like?
Well, the contact lenses looked like jelly.
And they looked like jelly. They did. And what did they feel like when... Did they look like jelly? But what did they feel like when you put them in?
They were a bit cold.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wet and after a little while.
Mm-hmm. And what did it hurt at all?
No.
And what did it feel like when I was lifting your eyelids and putting the contact lenses in?
It was a bit cold.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's something to be scared of, or was it something that you can just concentrate on and put them in?
Concentrate on and you can put them in.
Mm-hmm. And how do they feel like now that they've been in? How long have they been in for?
I'm not sure.
Roughly? Maybe about half an hour?
Half an hour?
Yeah, and how do they feel like now? What do your eyes feel like?
They just feel normal.
Mm-hmm. Do they feel sore or irritated?
No.
And would you even know that you've got them in?
No, not really.
You might forget and go to sleep.
Yes.
That's really good, isn't it? And if somebody was looking at you, if your brother was looking at you, would he even be able to tell that you've got anything in your eyes?
No.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're see-through.
And if you looked in the mirror, can you tell if you've got them in?
I don't think so. Mm. I haven't looked in the mirror yet.
But they're like perfectly invisible. So amazingly, so I'd say we're going to move to overnight vision correction, which gives her perfectly clear vision with the benefit of stabilizing her prescription without the need for glasses or contact lenses throughout the day. But a transition period into this is just to get her used to something being in the eye, potentially going in, taking it out. And so we've inserted a soft contact lens in, and this is a product that we're using, which is called Natural View, which is actually designed for multifocal wear. So in other words, it's originally, the design of this contact lens was for people who were 45 plus that were having issues with reading. And so they needed some form of distance and reading correction. So if you're thinking about glasses, normally this is done in a bifocal or a varifocal. And historically, you did get various types of soft contact lens, which would give you this multifocal ability to see distance and near. But technology has moved on massively, and this is using a completely different way of correcting distance and near focus without essentially compromise on one. If you've ever had multifocal, traditional multifocal lenses in, sometimes it's a slight compromise at distance or at near to get the balance. Whereas with these lenses now, and I say we're using their Natural View multifocal, because of the way that the technology is, and without getting too complex or into the technology too much, it completely corrects the vision in a different way, which is more aimed at cortical, i.e. brain correction. So it's essentially, it reprograms, it's really bizarre, but the way that the light rays then hit your eye, it almost reprograms your brain to perceive light differently, which allows you to see. It sounds really crazy, but you have to almost try it to see what it's like. But also, this product's got approval because of the way that the physics works in the lens to help with prescription stabilization and have that same effect as something that is overnight vision correction. So as I say, today's, you heard from my daughter, a couple of things that she said is she didn't even really feel that they were in. When they went in, they felt a little bit like jelly, felt a little bit cold, but within half an hour to an hour, she doesn't even realise that they're in. She looks perfectly normal in the mirror, the eyes don't look red, and somebody looking at her wouldn't even be able to tell that she's got contact lenses in. Granted, she was actually really good, and she just popped the lens in and allow us to put the lens in and take it out. She's not particularly squeamish about her eyes or anything like this. But like anything that we always say to our children, until you've tried it, you don't know. And actually, to be good at something, you have to be bad. To be bad at something, you have to be terrible. And to be terrible at something, you have to just try in the first place. So without trying something, you don't actually know what it's going to be like. So and no doubt, if we think about all these sports people and whatever, were they good at playing tennis? Were they good at playing football from day one? No, they went in and they practiced and they tried and tried and they consistently continued to do that. So anyway, going back to the element of overnight vision correction and prescription stabilization, hopefully this gave you a bit of an insight and reassured your mind to say, hey, look, do you know what? There isn't a too early an age. My daughter is 6 years old and we're going to go through the process with her. And almost the sooner you start, the better. The caveat, obviously, yeah, as a parent, you've got to make sure your child is happy to go along with the process. They're more than well aware of just being sensible around the eyes and things like that. But ultimately, if we can do something that's going to stop her prescription, stop her eyesight from getting worse and developing those higher prescriptions and those risks of eye disease that we've talked about in previous episodes, why not? Let's do this. So anyway, I hope you guys found that episode informative and useful, and I really look forward to catching you guys on the next episode. Thanks very much. Catch you soon. Bye. If you found this podcast series useful, please screenshot this episode using your phone and post it on socials and tag me at Vic Masuria using the hashtag iHealthPodcast. This way you can help me spread the word and help others just like you.